Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
What are the things in our life that we're willing to count as loss for that kind of a knowledge, the sacrifices that we're willing to make? If we could just sit down every morning and say a 30-second prayer of, Lord, grant me all knowledge that I need today, and go on our way, don't you think that all of us would be able to ascertain that level of a walk with Christ that He desires for us? But it's not so. Why? Because it requires a commitment. It requires obedience. It requires your time. And that's where a lot of us start to lose it. Because now we have to study. Now we have to put in the work. Now we have to spend time in Scripture to gain more knowledge of the things of Christ. And we only have so many hours in the day, which means something has to give somewhere. But we don't want to lose any of it. We don't want to compromise on our work time or on our activity time or any time. We want to make sure we have that us time. And so we'll choose our shows, or we'll choose our books, or we'll choose our places and our activities all over Scripture. All over spending time with the Lord in His Word. We're not even having to endure the losses that are documented here. We're not being chained up or tortured or beaten. All we have to do is take the time to read Scripture. But how often are we even willing to do that, to go so far? So you see in comparison now where our walk ought to be and where our walk is and the great gap in between it. Where Paul is so quick to say, I count it all but loss for the knowledge, the excellency of Jesus Christ. And for us, we so easily say that we don't want to lose anything for that knowledge, for the application of the study, for the hours that it may take, the years of our life over the course of time that may be dedicated to reading Scripture. I shudder to think many times, not just for other folks, but for myself, to reflect on the amount of time spent in different areas of life, and to contrast that in the time that could have been spent in Scripture, gaining more of this knowledge. At the grand scheme of things, at the end, how important were all of those shows, or all of those other books, or all those other activities? In contrast to the time I could have spent, I should have spent in Scripture. Now, it's not to say that you can't enjoy those things, that you have to shut yourself up in your house and do nothing but read Scripture. No, no, no. What's important is that those things aren't taking the place of your study of God's Word. So if you find that you only have time for one, be very careful what you pick. Because we ought to be adding to our faith daily, daily. That knowledge, a definition I like for it is it's a fact gained through experience. Because it's one thing to know something. And it's another thing to know it because you've experienced it. You can read about it all you want in a book, but until you've hands-on done something or experienced something, it takes on a different meaning. You have a different understanding of it. That's the same thing with Scripture. That's the point of this knowledge. It's to be exercised. And how can we exercise a muscle that we don't have? So we have to be reading Scripture so we can exercise this knowledge in our life. And it's so important to add to the faith. It's one of the blocks on the way to the love that we ought to have in our life, that God desires us to show, especially one to another. And so on that subject of knowledge, we remember, now seeing the importance of it, how dangerous it is to get stuck on it. there's other areas of life we also have to be attending to. So yes, the study and the application of Scripture is a key component in our walk with Christ. But we're to add to that as well. So it's that knowledge, it's gained through experience, it's proven. You know it, but now you've put it to the test. It's proven. You've applied it in your life. Well, back there in 2 Peter, we see what we're to add to that knowledge. And this be the last one that we'll do for this morning. Verse number 6 of 2 Peter chapter 1. We'll add in verse 5, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance. Add to knowledge temperance. And that word temperance can easily be summed up or defined in the simple term self-control. Self-control. A discipline in our own life. Because what happens is now we have the knowledge, we may get in, we know the things that are good, we have the basis of our foundation, our walk with Christ. And now we even have the knowledge and we understand that, hey, all things are lawful for me, you know. I've got the liberty and the freedom in Christ. But not all things are profitable for us. All things are expedient. That's where that temperance comes in, that self-control. Just because we can do something or we have the freedom to do something doesn't mean we ought to do it or that it would be good for us. I am free to order as many pizzas as I want from Little Caesars out there and Saturday night and just eat into the night. There's nothing going to stop me. Could argue and say it's within my rights. But is that going to be good for me? No way. But in the same principle, we will go out and we will gorge ourselves on the things of the world. Overindulge in these things. And we'll make ourselves spiritually sick. Why? Because it was within our right. I'm free in Christ. I can do these things. Well, no. You ought to have that temperance, that self-control. And the Bible talks about that in Acts. Well, let's just turn to Acts 24. We'll turn to Acts 24. This will be one of the last places that we'll turn to this morning. It's so interesting to me that this appears here the way it does. And in this particular passage of Scripture, we've got Paul. And Paul, he's imprisoned there by Felix. We may be familiar with what happens two chapters later when he's before Agrippa and we find that Agrippa says those famous words that almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Paul sharing his faith. Well, we find the same thing here with Felix. Here in Acts 24, let's look in verse 24. It says, "And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife, Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ." And so there's some interesting things here about Felix on its own where he had a reputation for corruption in his leadership and in the government position that he held. But he also had a reputation for hearing both sides of an argument, if you will. It said, history tells us that it's possible that he was actually a freed man. He was once enslaved and now he was free. And having gained that freedom, he had a different perspective than other members in the government, where he could see it from someone else's point of view that the others could not. And so he had a reputation, history tells us, for allowing people to speak their case and to listening to it. And so he's done this for Paul. People have brought these accusations against him. And he comes to Paul and he says, "Tell me, let me hear these things. Tell me about your faith in Christ."
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.